You are listening to Broad Topics. I'm your host, Laura Nickerson. My kids asked me about 9/11, and I had no idea what to say. I said, well, that bad people did bad things, and we're all very sad about it. And then my 3.5-year-old comes out and says, well, what color were they, Mommy? I was like, what? I said to him, well, honey, they were people colored. And he said, but what color were they? I said, they were the color that people are. They were skin colored. Inside panicking, you know, racism for a 3.5-year-old. How do I handle? And then I realized that what he was asking me was what color clothes were they wearing? We have two female comedians right here to join me for a panel. That's Jade Catapretta and Stephanie Simbari.
With comedy specifically, it's difficult because, yeah, there is already the kind of like, oh, here we go, female comic. I just started talking about things that I care about in the female kind of like, hey, it's hard to be a female because of this or this and this. And more females approach me after the show.
I love that.
A great feeling. I love when girls are like, oh, my God, I've wiped with a receipt before. I know how you feel.
Yeah.
You know?
We're going to be joined by two women who are currently battling breast cancer. Do you find that there are certain life lessons that you've learned going through this process that you wish you could have learned before getting sick?
Yeah, it teaches you how to become extremely vulnerable when you're not used to being open and vulnerable, especially asking for help.
None of this tough woman do everything, never ask for help thing. Take the chance, open up to people, really reveal who I am, and then the good people will come to me, and the people that don't fit will move away.
And don't look at us as stage 4 cancer patients. We don't want them to look at it like that all the time. Cherish us for the time that we do have left.
The national conversation about sexual assault is front and center, but instead of inspiring a proactive discourse on how to stop rape culture, much of the response has been centered around trying to understand the rapists. So once again, we have to change how we dress or talk or walk or do so that the men who can't control themselves because they're incapable of making choices for themselves, like to not rape somebody, we have to somehow monitor them. We have to mother them. We have to be the policemen of society. That's completely ridiculous, and it's completely unfair. Why did an 18-year-old have a gun? What did that 18-year-old need? If he doesn't know how to clean his gun without shooting himself in the penis, he shouldn't have a gun. I'm Laura Nickerson. Thank you for joining us, and remember to always look at the world from a broad point of view.